Remarks of the President, West Liberty, Iowa, 29 October 1952.
Guessed, I judge, the purpose of my visit. I'm campaigning for the Democratic ticket, and I'm campaigning as hard as I can because this is one of the most important elections in the history of our country. And I'm out trying to get you people to do a little thinking for yourselves. I'm trying to get you young people to understand that we're faced with either turning the clock back or going forward. And I want you to do a little thinking on this subject. During the past 20 years, we've made great social and economic progress in this United States of ours. This has been possible because you had a national government that adopted specific programs to help bring it about. Programs like farm price supports, minimum wage laws, social security, soil conservation, and rural electrification. The Republican Party has fought us on all these programs every step of the way. They've always been against the New Deal and the Fair Deal when it came to voting, although they are inclined to give you a little double talk on the subject when the campaign for election comes around. They begin to get very good then and want to love all the people. But the real attitude of the Republicans slips out sometimes, even in their campaign oratory. At their convention in Chicago last July, Senator Bricker said that the last vestiges of the New Deal and the Fair Deal must be destroyed. The Republicans have some plans for doing that, too. For one thing, they're talking about selling the government's big public power projects and other government projects to private companies. The magazine U.S. News and Rural Report tells about this plan in its issue of September the 26th, and it says it may get a try if the Republicans control the White House and the Congress after next January the 20th. Believe it or not, they're even talking about selling out post office. I don't know about post office, but I do know what will happen to your rates for electric power if the private power monopoly ever gets its hands on the great government dams. Your rates will go up in a hurry. One thing, One thing these birds are sure to go after if they get a chance is your REA co-ops. You know the private power companies always have been against rural electrification. And whatever the private power companies are against, most of the Republicans are always against it too. The Republican candidate for president has been talking about removing what he calls the sticky hands of federal bureaucrats from the REA co-ops. Now, I don't know what he means by that, but perhaps he thinks it would be better to turn your co-ops over to the tender mercies of the private power companies. Now, I believe the old guard Republicans in Congress are quite sincere in their opposition to the Fair Deal. I think they really would set out to destroy all we've done for the last 20 years if they had a half a chance. I've just given you one example of how that would work, and I could give you many more. The result of the whole business would be to take us right back to the policies that brought on the Great Depression, the last time the Republicans controlled the national government. I want you to remember that. I want you to think about it. I want you to think in your own interest. I'm just out here trying to get you to think, trying to get you to study what the issues are, trying to get you to investigate the records of these people in Congress. Investigate the record of the Democrats and see whether they've been for the farmer and for the labor and for the small businessman. Investigate the record of the Republicans, and I think you'll find they've voted against every measure that's been in the interest of these very people I'm talking about. That's all I'm asking you to do. If you remember this, we're in the midst of a great struggle for peace. We cannot win this struggle unless we maintain the prosperity here at home. The Russians know this. That's why they've been hoping we would have another Great Depression. That's why it is so important for you to keep your government in the hands of a party that shows it knows how to keep the country prosperous. I want you to think about these things. Think about which party has proved itself by the results. Think about which party has done most for your interests and for the country's welfare. When you think about these things, I know what you'll do. You'll go to the polls on election day, and you'll elect Herschel Lovis as governor. You'll send Clara Williams to Congress, and you'll elect Adlai Stevenson, President of the United States, and you'll have four more years of good government.